Jordan's King Abdullah is vowing to hunt down those responsible for yesterday's suicide hotel bombings in Amman. We will pursue those criminals wherever they are, the king said in a brief televised address. 56 people died and some 100 others were wounded in those attacks. The prime suspect, according to the Jordanian government, is Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He's the Jordanian-born militant who has already been sentenced to death in absentia for earlier terrorist attacks in Jordan. In the streets of Amman today, hundreds of protesters condemn Zarqawi, calling him a villain and a traitor. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Amman, and he joins us now. Ivan, tell us about these demonstrations.
Michelle, there's a huge Jordanian flag hung out on the wall of the Grand Hyatt Hotel. That was one of the three hotels targeted yesterday. And everywhere tonight, Jordanians were waving the four-color Jordanian flag. They were driving through the streets, honking horns. There were groups of young men out chanting, singing patriotic songs, dancing even. And more poignantly, families, students, children were placing lit candles up the steps of the Radisson Hotel, which was one of the three hotels hit, and outside of the bombed-out lobby of the Grand Hyatt Hotel. The message was defiance, it was national solidarity behind the ruling monarchy here, and grief and anger at what people clearly interpreted as an attack on the entire country of Jordan.
How have Jordanian authorities heightened security precautions since the bombings?
Well, there is a very large military and police presence out. There are checkpoints on the road from the airport around the city. The police have erected barriers outside of the hotels, and there are now searches of people going in and out of the hotels. The border was closed for a while yesterday, evidently to try to catch anybody who might be trying to flee the area. School was canceled today. It was declared a day of mourning. So there is a large military and police presence. And then we had the tough words from King Abdullah, who appeared on television in a suit and tie and wearing a traditional red and white checkered headdress, which many of the demonstrators were wearing around their necks today. And he swore to pursue the criminals to pull them from their holes.
Zarqawi's group, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, has claimed responsibility for the bombings in an internet posting. What did that group say?
Well, of course, it's impossible to confirm that this is Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but in the internet statement, it said that the best lions of the movement had carried out the attacks. The statement denounced what it called the Jordanian despot for turning Jordan into a, quote, backyard for enemies of the faith and for Jews and crusaders and for prostitution. And the statement said that the hotels were chosen as targets because they were a favorite place for American, Israeli, and European intelligence, for spies who planned attacks against what it called the Mujahideen in Iraq, the insurgents, and while also being a safe haven for the, quote, infidel Iraqi government.
The group is also very angry about Jordan's close relationship to the United States. Was that also mentioned?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was suggesting that Jordan is an important logistics hub for the U.S. operation in Iraq, and it is a major gateway. You have Iraqi government officials, foreign diplomats, contractors, mercenaries, journalists who fly in and out of here to Baghdad. We used to drive until the road became too dangerous, and so the hotels here are full of people going in and coming out of Iraq. And I need to point out that one of the first of the major bombings in Baghdad after the fall of Saddam Hussein, it was the Jordanian embassy there.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Amman. Ivan, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Michelle.